We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daftan Tessim, and Beis. The Gemara starts in the bottom of Daftan Tessim and Aleph. The Mishnah had said you can't go off the Ir Shel Zav. The Gemara says, what's an Ir Shel Zav? Rabbi Bechana says, Yerushalayim de Dehava, a relief of Yerushalayim. Tzur of Yerushalayim made out of gold. Kada Avid Le Rabbi Kiva Ledvisu, like Rabbi Kiva made for his wife. Rashi says in the Mishnah that it's like a pin with Yerushalayim on it. You pinned it on the Begadim. And Taisa says it's like a crown, it brings a rayon from the Gemara and Seita. The Gemara brings 3 days in the Tanon that Reb Meir says it's a masui, a chayef chatas. The Chum say that it's a pater avil aser because it's a tachshit, but there's a problem with shalfu machvi. And Reb Elezer says it's mutal chatchila because the only ones who wear it are isha chashuva, the nichash isha chashuva le shalfu machvi. So, L'chayrev Me'yishit Shver, what's the pshat? It's a masi. The Gemara doesn't explain. The Rashba says, two oifanim. The Rashba says it because it's very heavy. I guess it's not an ordinary takshit that you always wear. You only wear, L'chayrev means you only would wear it on special occasions. Normally it's too heavy to be a takshit. So even though when you occasionally would wear it, like let's say a heavy crown, which B'derech Klal you wouldn't wear, so that loses the same takshit. Loses the same takshit. The other pshat is, it's b'chol not made to be a takshit to mekasha the guf to look better. It's made l'haris esher. It's a status statement. And there it may hold, so that's not called a takshit, that's called a masi. Could be another tanam argue, other tanam would argue on that and would hold even l'haris esher is called the takshit. We have the mashal chaysim shel eved, which we spoke about, that the levush holds that that's called a masi, if asa eved l'atzmai. And when a paskin like the levush, and could be by Chaisim al Tzavayi Reb Shaz, he's showing epis, he's showing that you're an Eved, that's also a Takshit. Al Derek Zedi Gemara says, Rabbi Leza held that the Cherev and the Tris are a Takshit. Gemara in the Mishnah Daf Samach Gimel, that a Cherev, that instruments of war are called a Takshit, weapons are called a Takshit. And the Rabbanan only say it's not called a Takshit, because Genai Uloi, because you see the Batal of Eisim Mashiach. There also, it's not adorning, it's just making a statement. So it could be that's good for the machlokes. Taisa Rosh puts them both together. He says, since it's very heavy, therefore it's not a taksha, because it's only laharis eishrei. The very interesting thing from the Netziv in Merei Meisada, the Istam Shtalzach on the Gemara, what does it mean, Ir Shel Zahav? Why does it say Ir Shel Zahav? Ir. You know that it's Zahav. Doesn't mention the other things that that particularly Zahav. And also, what's Chandra Meir? This kasha was Pshat Reb Meir that it's a masli. He wants to say that initially this Ir Shel Zav wasn't Ir Shel Zav. They used to have it of other metals. It was Barzal and Bechal wasn't a takshit. The point was to remember Yerushalayim. The point is to remember Yerushalayim is Bechal not a takshit. But Maisha, they started making like an Ir Shel Zav to make it more of a takshit. So Reb Meir held no, that the original Pshat, why they wore it, to remember the Churban, that's what's kaveh, that it's a masli, and the fact that he made it zav is not going to turn it into a takshit. That's how he wants to teach it. And he wants to say, very interesting, Rabbi Lezer, that man darkam, who's the derech to go out with it, isha chashuva leshalfu umachli, that we're going to speak right away, that what's the difference in that? We don't pass it like Rabbi Lezer. What's the difference in that? And kalilu, like we'll see. And he wants to say that this isha chashuva, Rabbi Lezer meant, what didn't mean a rich person. It meant the Yirei Shemayim. Someone who wants to be Misavol and Yishlayim is Yirei Shemayim, and that they weren't Geizer Shalfi or Machli. That we don't pass like Rebbe Leza. Even Yirei Shemayim may be Shalfi or Machli, but the rich people that the Etzim don't feel the need to be Shalfi or Machli, that's what we hold of. Very interesting original chat from the Netziv. Now the Gemara, right after the Shail of Ir Shel Zav, we don't pass like Rebbe Meir holds a Takshit, and the Machlekes Rabbanan Rebbe Leza. If you say that there's a din of shalfi or machvi, she might show it and take it off and show it to her friends and carry it to Amishus or Rabbim. Rabbi Leza says no, because who goes out with Ir Shel Zav, Isha Chashuva, and Isha Chashuva is shalfi or machvi, and like the Parshat Pshat, it means an Isha Ashira that doesn't feel the need to show off her tachshitim. The Gemara brings the machlokes by Kalila. If the Isha go out with a Kalila crown, when the Gemara starts off, machlokes Rav and Shmu with a crown, that everyone agrees that Anischa, Rashi says it means one piece of metal, the Nischa Lashon of metal, like Naska de Rav Abba, and the Rif says it means pieces of metal put together by a thread. But either way, everyone held that that was asur. The question is aruksa, meaning that it was really a cloth klila, which has gold and other stuff on it. So anisla is asur, and the mechleikis is aruksa, it's a cloth. So one says anisla ikr, so male is a shash of shalfi umachvi, and one says aruksa ikr, it's really the main thing is a cloth, and she won't be shalfi umachvi. And then they went aside and know that aruksa everyone holds is mutter. And the mechleikis is anischa, and one says anischa is taka shofi umachvi, and the other one says man darkai, to go out with a klil is nashim chashuvis is loy shofi umachvi. So Eshtins, a number of ours, Eshtins the taste is rin esek of aldig akasha, he can't understand what's it sad to say that aruks is mutter because aruks is ikr, because ikr it's a cloth. We find that even a cloth that's decorated is a shofi umachvi. We find by the istama, he was shalchim machvi by keeper shaltzema. You find that way by tetefes and servitim, which we had before in the Mishnah. It said it's aser. It says that the ashiris make it from gold and silver, and the nias make it from colored cloth. What's the pshat that aruksa ikir and she won't be shalchim machvi is a pella? As I fact, the Taz really doesn't say a teretz. I saw a teretz in the Sefer Chalkis Minyamin. It's written by someone in Brisk 100 years ago. As it's come from Chaim Soloveitchik. But I'll confront him. He wants to say, he's learning up the Gemara, that it's all going with the pshat of man darkei lotsis beklila zisha chashuva. That's the yisayin shel advarim. It starts from there. Even when the Gemara said aruksa ikir, the Gemara just meant, what would an isha chashuva do? Would an isha chashuva show it? An isha chashuva would show a golden thing, but an isha chashuva won't show a cloth. So if you have takshit in which aniyas go out with, and their cloth, so Avadin Anias would show it. But here it's only for rich people. And it's Aruksa, it's cloth. Rich people don't show cloth. That's what the Gemara means. I think it's a Shtikl Deichel, because the Gemara didn't yet say the Svara of Man Daikel Amefim Bekwil Ishech Hashuva. The Gemara should have started off with that Svara and then gone on with Aruksa and Anisra. But L'chaim Rakusha, I mean, Taiz V'nes the Kasha, but L'chaim Rakusha, maybe it'll be murchich to say it. Now, the Rashi tells us on Akasha that L'chaya, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, we pass like the Stan Mishnah, like Seitzi Isha B'Irshel Zav, and like the Chachamim of the Braisa, which Yachiv Ram Locha Karabim, that Irshel Zav is Asur, and yet Shmuel says that Aklil is Mutter. Does that stem with Irshel Zav? The emes is the Meiri brings that some Rishonim held that we paskin like Shmuel that Klila is mutter, and the Meilu we paskin like Abelezer that Irshel Zav is also mutter. But it's a chayr, it's very to learn that way. Why should Shmuel paskin not like a Stam Mishnah and not like the Chachamim? So the Rashba says the pshat is that Irshel Zav, they're so chashuv that even an Isha Cheshuva will show the Irshel Zav. Irshel Zav is bezunda bezunda. So the pshat is that even though a isha chashuva won't normally show her tachshitim, but the tachshitim chashuva ma'oid, an isha chashuva would show. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that no, if you have someone who's wearing such a chashuv thing like Irshel Zav, so she's super chashuv. And she's super chashuv, and she can win Irshel Zav. She'll understand that that chashivas will prevent her from showing even the chashivas of the Irshel Zav. She has to act taka the part and not show even the gevaldige takshita. So that we don't pass like Rebbe Lezer. If it's such a fancy takshit, even Isha Chashuva would show it. But the machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, is klila, which is not as chashuv. So that's why Rav says, that's why Shmuel says, I mean, that an Isha Chashuv would only show very, very chashuv at Tachshitim. Klila, which is not as chashuv, she won't show. And Rav says there's no difference. Now, Taisus and the Rosh say, Yisayid, that it's not the pshat that Shmuel holds that an Isha Chashuv could go out of any jewelry, even though an Isha Chashuv won't show any jewelry. But once you have a jewelry which is not only used by Nashim Chashuvos, so they asked that jewelry. They weren't mechala between this Isha and that Isha. The pshat is the jewelry that most of the nashim that wear that particular jewelry would show it is also for everyone. Mashenkin, the jewelry which the people, the nashim that will wear that jewelry won't show it, so that jewelry is never shown. That's mutter for everyone. Dashtein Taisis and the Rosh Hashilta Gibarim brings it, and the Magen Avraham passes away Alacha Lamaisa. The Taisis Shabbos says that the Rekeach held that the way. The Rekeach writes that Isha Chashuva is allowed to go out with jewelry on Shabbos, Lefi, what he paskin, that it, we, you could wear a Klila on Shabbos, like we'll see soon. But that's not the Psak Alacha. Now Taisis brings a Raya, because earlier Ula brought a Raya that even something which he can't use is not considered Muksa. Because you see that jewelry, you're allowed to be metaltal, right? It's even something which you can't use, is not considered muksa, as long as there's a teiris kli. So in fact, teiris, what do you mean? Maybe it's not called muksa because the isha chashuva could use it. Elamai, jewelry, which is not exclusively worn by an isha chashuva, no one's allowed to go out with, even the isha chashuva. That's teiris raya. So the Maharsha says, l'chayki matcha the raya, because Rav didn't hold it a swara. Rav held that klila is asr. So maybe Ula is going according to Rav. That Rav then held that Klila was Aser, he held that Isha Chashuva is Aser. But he says, V'yesh li'ashev. The Maram explains the Yishuv, that you don't see that Rav B'Yisayin argues and holds that Isha Chashuva does show her jewelry. Mestama didn't argue about that. Mestama the Pshat is like this, as we said in the Rajba, that the Irshel Zav, even Shmuel's maskim, because it's such a chashuva jewelry, that even an Isha Chashuva would show it. So Rav holds a Klila Zusa that way. Al Kopanim, the Klila of Anischa, if you're going to go with the Chalkus Binyamin's Yisayin, that a Ruk says only Mutta because it's Taka Isha Chashuva. So Rav holds in a Klila of Nischa, a Klila of gold, that's the same like an Irshel Zav. Einachinami, Nashim Chashuvas don't show the jewelry, but that's only their plain jewelry. Their super Chashiv jewelry, that only Nashim Chashuv is weird, that Rav holds they do show. And Shmuel says, no, their super, super Chashuv jewelry, like the Irshel Zav, that they would show. But their regular super Chashuv jewelry, that they won't show. But if you're going to say, you're saying that any time in this particular issue would never show that jewelry, it would be mutter for her, so Avad Rav is masking their ordinary Shir Nizamim and Tabayis, which the Gemara there was told about in Kira, and Isha Chashuva won't show. He just holds an Isha Chashuva would show a Klila. So Mela, that would be a Raya, if you're going to say Nashim Chashuvas are allowed to go out with jewelry that they won't show, that would be a Raya that the Shirim Tabas and the Zamim, what was his Raya, that they're not used, that's why they should be Muksa. It's a Raya that if it has a Teres Kli, even if he can't use it, it's Muksa. It's not Muksa. What's the Raya? If the Isha Chashuva could do it, even Rav would hold. Rav only argues by Klila, where he holds an Isha Chashuva would show a Klila, but he doesn't argue by Shirim Nizam and Tabais, where Zahidi Maskim and Isha Chashuva wouldn't show. Elamai, any jewelry that is worn by plain people who would show it, would be Asa for everyone. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishenim how we paskin. Because normally we say, when there's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Rav, so we should Asir Klila like Rav. But the Rif and the Rambam paskin like Shmuel. And the reason is the Rishayim say, because the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Shmuel bar bar chanel Rav Yosef beferish amalam mishmei derav klila shari. You told us beferish mishmei rav klila shari. And then the Gemara brought about Levi that matted the klila in Arada. So the Gayan in Bir Agra is Masber that they're arguing about Pshat in this Gemara. When he said beferish amalam Rav Klila Shari, is he arguing on the original Neimra? And the, originally we said Rav Aser Shmuel Shari, and now Rav Shmuel Bar Bechan is saying that no, that wasn't true. Rav Yosef, before he got sick, said that Rav said it was Mutter. So we're taking issue with the original thing. But Rashi learns not the way. Rashi learns that we had two Lashainis before. One Lashin says that everyone holds that Nischa is Aser and the Machlekes is Ruksa. And if everyone knows Nischa is Aser, and Rav holds even Ruksa is Aser, so that wouldn't stem with what you said, Beferish B'Shem Rav, that Klila is Mutter. But we had another Lashon, the second Lashon, that everyone holds that Ruksa is Mutter, and the Mechalikas is Nischa. So if that's true, that everyone holds that Ruksa is Mutter, and the Mechalikas is Nischa, so this Meimer that you told us, B'Shem the Rav, that Klila is Mutter, could already be talking about Ruksa. So that was a raya to that lashon that they argue about nischa and everyone knows that ruksa is mutter. So if you learn that way, so there's no reason not to paskin like Rav. So you'll paskin halacha lemaisa is ruksa is mutter, And this is aser. And if it says that klil is mutter, it could be talking about ruksa. Or it could be going down like Rav, and we pass it like Rav, because halacha Rav v'isurei. But the Rif and the Rambam held that when he said that you said v'shmei d'Rav klil is mutter, that means all klil is. So Melo Hagen on the original Gemara, and that's the Maskanah said Gemara, that klil is mutter, even according to Rav, and all klil is a mutter. And that's the Machlokes Yishanim, the Rif and the Rambam paskin klil is mutter in all cases. The Rosh, another Yishanim paskin, that there's a chilek ruksa. This got the Shulchan Aruch paskins kedarka like the Rif and the Rambam. And Ka'amar, Ir Shel Zav, we paskin is aser, because like the Rajba says, Ir Shel Zav is more chashiv. Rather the Meiri says, interesting, that Ir Shel Zav is less chashiv. And the Pshat is, so Mel, that's why the Chacham hold the Ir Shel Zav is aser, because even non-Nashim chashuv is aware Ir Shel Zav. Mashain Kain, Kalila, no, that's more chashiv, so only Nashim chashuvus would wear klila. But that's not the pashtus, lefi what the Rashi and others are saying, that Irshel Zav is a very special thing to show Aisha l'chaya, could avid her b'kivu l'divisu, l'chaya he was giving her mamash adavah miyuchat that kamat no Nashim have. L'chaya the pshat is that Irshel Zav is more chashiv, but the pshat is because it's more chashiv, even the Isha chashuvah would show it, like we said. And now let's go vayta. The Gemara says, Amrav, Shmuel, Kamra Shari. Kamra Rashi says is a very fancy belt. Some make it out of a plate of gold, and some make it out of a leather strap, but it has settings of gold and precious stones that are on the strap. And that's mutter to wear in Shabbos, Ikadami da Aruksa. Some say it was the strap one. V'amrav Safra Minadava Talis Mizuhavis. And the reason why it's mutter is just like a talis, which is has gold over the talis, has golden settings on the talis, is mutter. Vikadami da anischa, and some say it's from anischa, meaning that the belt itself was gold. V'amrav safi minadava avnei shel malachim, it's like a kingly belt, and Rashi says, kol yishol b'nei malachim hei. So there's a machlokes rishonim, what is the discussion here? What's the havamina that it's aser, and why is it mutter? And it isn't a geya. To the Rishonim's discussion, here's where some of the Rishonim choose to discuss it. The Rishonim's discussion is there a din of shofar machvi by a man, which we mentioned that in the first Mishnah. The Mishnah actually says that women can't go out with all these jewelry, teitefes and sevitim and katla and yershozov and azamim and etc. And the Mishnah never mentions anything about a man. But the Rishonim, who hold that it's aser for a man, also says not a raya, because these things were generally worn by women. The Mishnah, the next Mishnah, which says about Leyetse Ish, Besandlu Mesumer, and with a single shoe, and with a Kameya Sheina Mumcha, and that of course would all apply to women as well. It's just that we're discussing a man, that's a derech. Men usually would wear this Sandal HaMesumer, and while into that we'd start discussing other things, but they would apply to women as well. So who would then hear? It's the women that normally wear these accessories, but it's not a raya that it's mutter to a man. Al kol panim, the two shatim in the Rishonim are, Rashi seems to learn clearly that the discussion here, is it called a masui, or is it called a tachshit? And the reason why it would be called a masui would seem because it's unusual. And that alone would give it a din masui, because it's not the derech. And the Gemara says that it's not so unusual, just like we have a talis mezuhevis, and that we understand is a talis, it's just a little fancier. Or perhaps the Gemara means that since a talis is a talis, and if it happens to mean mezuhevis, it's not going to take away from the ikka thing that's a talis. So here also, the leather belt is a belt. The fact that you put on gold is not going to take away from it. And if you even matter aniska, which is gold itself, so then you have to come on to the din of avnei shel malachim, that very princely people do wear this, so it's not considered unusual for them. So who had dinner wouldn't be called a masi for anyone. Now Rashi also mentions that you don't have a problem of shalafu machvi, because ain't derech lahat rezur b'shuk v'yiplu b'gadav. It's not the derech to go and loosen your belt because the clothing could fall down. But that doesn't seem to be the Gemara Shaila, because that has nothing to do with the talis mizuhevis. It's just Rashi happens to have a problem. Then why isn't there a problem with Shalach HaMachvi? And Rashi says the Teretz. But Rabbeinu Tam, brought this Gemara as a raya that by a man you don't say shalom for machli, because Rabbeinu Tam learned that the shayla of the Gemara is it a masa, is it a taksha, like we're saying. And why didn't the Gemara explain why is it a shalom for machli? The Gemara didn't even bother speaking it out. It must be because by a man there's no din of shalom for machli. Only women, you have a shash, they might show the jewelry to their friends, but men would never do such a thing, so never would gazer on a man. We'll see on the Afsamacham and Aleph, and also by the Gemara with Beerus and Kvalim, which we'll have later, that Rashi's Shita is that a woman would not be shalfu or machli, or who would than a man, if that would cause her clothing to fall, that would cause a lack of tznius, and Taisus doesn't necessarily hold it at Heter. So Rabbeinu Tam would shtim, he doesn't necessarily hold there's a reason that you're not shalfu or machli, because maybe the clothing will fall. And therefore the Gemara should have addressed the problem of shalfu or machli, and it must be because by a man there's no din of shalfu or machli. Rashi l'shitasai on Daf Samach Gimel says clearly that by a man there's also this problem. So that's what Rashi says, a different reason why there's no shalfu or machli. But I'll go upon him. Rashi, I think, is in agreement with Rabbeinu Tam that the discussion in this sugya is if it's an amasa or not. However, the Ramban says that this sugya state for ket from Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Ramban holds it's pashit, it's not a masli. It's a belt, it's a jewelry, it's an adornment. There's no havin in the Gemara b'chal that it should be a masli. What was the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila was shalfu machli. And what was the Gemara's answer? That just like you wouldn't take off your talis mezuhevis to show it, or you wouldn't take off your avnet shemalachim to show it, and the reason is because it's not primarily a jewelry, even though it's extremely fancy, but you don't show your clothing. So who it didn't hear, they wouldn't show it. But if a man would be wearing actual jewelry, not something which is like a talis mizuheves or avnei shomalachim, so it would be aser. So the Ramban understands this Gemara fakert. Rabbeinu Tam looked at this Gemara and said, the Gemara is discussing masli, vice dais by a man, there's no gzir of shalfi umachli. And Rashi would counter that, no, there's another reason why there's no shalfi umachli here. Because it's a belt and he doesn't want his clothing to fall down. But Ramban says, okay, the Gemara is discussing shalfi umachli. And it's talking about a man, this Gemara is a raya that by a man there is a din of shalfi umachli. Interesting, Taisus here seems to learn the Gemara also like the Ramban, that the issue is shalfi umachli. Taisus dibra maskel a'avnei shomolochim, Taisus shema bushim heim, and hachinami here it's mutikus le shalfi umachli, because you don't show your clothing, you just show the jewelry. But Taisus and Afsama Gimel makes a reference to Rabbeinu Tam. Very interesting. Taisus Kamat doesn't discuss the shayla in the entire perek. All the Rishayim discuss it. Taisus doesn't. But Taisus and Afsama Gimel says, we'll see it then, he brings Rabbeinu Tam. He says it very, very bekitza, but what he means is, that Rabbeinu Tam holds that a man is allowed to go out with a davar sheyesh by chaysim, it's mutl chatkil, there's no shalfi umachli. So how does Hashem with this Taisus that learns the shayla of the sugya shalfu machvi? So Taisus says it clearly. Taisus says, Hachi nami sharia hai karma le'itza duma busha hivoi shalfu machvi. Taisus holds that the Gemara is discussing a woman wearing such a belt. But Eifin, that Rabbeinu Tam says that since the Gemara is discussing if it should be a masvi not, that's a raya that by a man there is no shalfu machvi. But we have a dichoy to that Rashi that holds the Gemara is discussing if it's a masri or not, but the Gemara anyway holds there's no shalfi machvi because you can't show a belt, the clothing will fall down. And the Ramban learns that this Gemara is discussing shalfi machvi and memela tzarayif a character by ish, there is an issue of shalfi machvi. Here it's not because it's clothing. And Taisus, who also learns about some shalfi machvi, would be matcha that raya that this Gemara is talking about in isha. Now, in the Ikah Shaila, if you have shalfi machvi by a man, is a man allowed to wear jewelry? Like you said, it's a machloikish Rishaynim. And Rabbeinu Tam brings different rayas. And the Rishaynim are matcha the rayas, like the raya from here, and other rayas. The Rabbeinu Tam brings a clear Yerushalmi that says that the reason why nashim are not allowed to wear jewelry is because nashim shachtsani is saying that they're horny and they want to show the jewelry. So it sounds like an ish who doesn't have a shachtani is saying would be mutter. It's kamat mufurish in Yerushalmi that it's mutter. But then there's another shtickle Yerushalmi, which sounds like echad ish ve'echad isha. By both of them, it's that way. And the Ramban says that perhaps what the Yerushalmi is not discussing, the ikadin of wearing jewelry v'shasarabim, The ikadin where they go is a bechatzir, that a woman who shachtsani is saying, so if she wears a bechatzir, she won't be able to resist going out to Rishus HaRabim with it. Now, shenken a man, if he wears a bechatzir, he'll remember to take it off. Well, the guy be wearing a Rishus HaRabim, the man also has a problem with shalof u'machvi. And then there's a sheet of the Baal Amor, which the Rush brings, and this is the Psak Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that says when the Yerushalmi says Echad Ha'ish ve'Echad Ha'isha, that Yerushalmi, which is mashma clearly that both of them are Aser, what the Yerushalmi means is that when you have something which is a taksha that both men and women could use, then it's Aser to both of them. Came what we said before about when you have something exclusively for an Isha Chashuva, so it's Mutil, like Shalfi Umachli. But you have something which all women could use, and even Isha Chashuva can't go out. It's a Gzeira on the Etzim jewelry. So who would then, if you have a jewelry which is for both men and women, so then the men would not be allowed to wear this jewelry, because this jewelry is also for women, and on this jewelry there's an Isser Shalfi Yomachvi. Now Shulchan Aruch passes this way in Simen Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. In Simen Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Ches, the Shulchan Aruch brings, and it's from the Ran, a heter for men to wear rings today, because even though the Gemara says that if a man wears a ring, that was only in those days where it wasn't the derech, but today where it's a derech, so the men are not chayev echatas, and seemingly the Shulchan Aruch is saying that the chatchila can go out because you don't say shalfi machmi by a man. Rabbi Kivega asks, but the Shulchan Aruch himself paskins that if it's a jewelry both for men and for women, then it's also for either of them. So tabash einel echaisim, which is both for men and for women, will be also for the men also. So even though the Ran says it's heter al pi Rabbeinu Tam, but the chayr that wouldn't shtim with the Baal Amor and the Rosh that is saying that if it's men for both, it's also for either of them. He says maybe the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Ram Bitsirif, the ones that say we don't have Rishus HaRabim today, which we'll get to later in the Perek, but he says that really it should be machma not to wear jewelry that's also indicated for women. Now the Gemara goes weiter. Amar Avinu Rav Ashi Karma Ilu Yehem Nayumai. Could you wear a fancy belt on top of a regular belt? Amar Tshreyem Nayi Karmat. You're just saying two belts. But he didn't say it's two belts. Does that mean that it's Aser? Does that mean that it's Mutter? Rashi brings two days. If you're saying two belts, is it Aser or Mutter? And Rashi passes like the one that says it's Aser. And Taisus says it's not similar to Kamal Malbushim that a person wears b'shvil akayr, but two belts is no hana, it's not the derech, and that's why it's a masli. Well, there's actually three shittas in the Rishayim. Rashi brought a daya that even two belts are mutter, and Beis Yosef says that that's a das of the Rambam and the Rif, because since they left out this thing of two belts, Taisus held that two belts are mutter. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that any time you have something which is a malbush, even though you're wearing more than one, so you'll say a svara that they can't both be a malbush because you don't need both, but the Torah says since either one is a malbush, so they're both considered a malbush, and who would then two belts, and all that's mutter, even if you have no tzarech fit at all, you're wearing it to bring it to your friend, that's all mutter, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But the Rama says, he can't just be medayik from the Ashmat of the Rambam and the Rif, can I get kama v'kama rishenim, that same afurish at the Pshat and the Gemara, the two belts are aser. So the Ramah paskins, this is in Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Lam and Vav, that two belts are aser. And Taisus says that if you have a malbush b'neim, it's mutter. So that's what Ramah says. If you have, each malbush can have its own belt. But two belts, one on top of the other, is aser. But two garments, the Ramah seems to hold as mutter, but this emes and this machlekes rishenim even by two garments. That the Beis Yosef brings down from the Mordechai B'Shem Ibeinu Yoel, that if you're doing a Letzarech Haveroi, it's Aser. In other words, if you take and need both garments, that's a derech. You have layers, you have a sweater, and a jacket, and a coat, and all these things are garments that you take and need, and that's a derech, that you don't mind having layers of clothing. So that's all derech malbush. But the pshat is, if you b'chol don't need it, you're putting on a completely extra garment, Letzarech Haveroi, so it's Aser. But then the Torah brings down the mashal chiluk between two chalukim, which he says is mutter, and two makterim, which he says two coats, which he says is aser, all a shayla in the derech. And the ikad diak of the issur comes because it says l'gabe dleika that you could put on a lot of clothing, Vaistais, only for dleika you could put on a line of clothing. Vaistais, if it's not for dleika, you can't. But Kanira, there are most paskening, like what's clear in some Rishayim, like the Kolbay and the Rekeach, that say that this difference, clothing, since the derech is to wear a line of clothing, if you need it, so it's never considered a masri. Mashenkein belts, the derech is never to wear more than one belt, that's why it's always considered a masri. And that's the mashmais of Taisus, the Derech Yomesha says it's not muchrich. It's not muchrich in Taisus, and all the Rishayim that say like Taisus, that says that the reason why clothing is different than belts, is with clothing, the derech is to wear a line of clothing, ne'atzina, mashenkein belts, you don't have any anah, it's not the derech, it's the masri. It's not muchrich. What do they hold about wearing clothing if you don't need it, ne'atzina? It's totally extra. And you're just doing it because your friend needs the clothing. So it's a machlekes Rishayim in that case, but kenir we paskin that it's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says, but all this is only an issur derabanan. It seems that midiraisa, everyone's maskim to the mechaber, to the Shulchan Aruch, that even if it's completely unnecessary, and even if it's not the derech to wear more than one, but since each one on its own would be a malbush, midiraisa, it's not called a masri. And the makar to the issur derabanan could be agamar treham dayin, they hold there's no chiluk between two belts and two garments, or that since they're only matter it's with dleika, it sounds like without dleika it's aser. The Sharetzion says that the Ran in Perik Kol Kisvei by dleika, he's mashma that it's a masli, but he says yesh litchais because could be the masli that he's talking about is a derabanan. The Mishnah Berurah Bacon Nemzon that the Paiskinam according to everyone the issur would only be nisa derabanan. Halacha lemaisa the mechaber is matter in all cases and the Ramah asks by two belts. And is matter by two garments.